So yeah, I looked up using the AI program which churches did the snake handling, and they said it was the Pentecostals, you know. So I woke up and it was just on my mind. I was taking a shower, I was thinking about how the cults always contradict the Bible, and they always go into some kind of outward show, you know. And I asked the AI when the Pentecostal church started, you know. Some guy, early 1900s, started speaking in tongues, evidently. But if you look the word tongue up, it means language. The word tongue means language. And the day of Pentecost, they spoke in different languages. And the Bible talks about if they speak in other tongues, let them have an interpreter. So this jibber-jabber stuff is just an outward show. Look at me, you know. That's all that is. So, are there different denominations with cults? Like, there's Baptist denominations go extreme. They become cults. I'm sure there's Methodist cults, you know. I'm sure there's cults in every denomination, but if you look at the Pentecostal church, it has to be a cult through and through. Because the Bible is very clear, and it doesn't take a lot of logic to understand that eternal life is eternal. And if anybody who teaches that eternal life is temporary, not only are they just plain out dumb, they're liars. It don't take a rocket scientist to understand that when the Bible says you get born again, you have eternal life, it doesn't mean temporary life, it's eternal. And they're sitting there saying, oh, if you don't, whatever, you can lose your salvation. And you say, it's faith alone, not of works, lest any man should boast. And they say, no, it's faith plus works. Faith, you got to speak in tongues. You got to have the gifts of the Spirit. So they want to be special. The reason it's faith alone, the reason the devil was tricked by God, because the devil tricked himself, really. But guy on a motorcycle interrupted my message. The reason it's faith alone is because anybody can get in just by faith in the finished work of Christ. It's not complicated. Like I say, the life down here is really just cut, turn, union, flow. It's really just simple stuff. That's why it becomes monotonous, because it's really just simple. Go to work, go home, eat, sleep, go take a shower, brush your teeth, go to work, go home. I mean, that's really simple. If you want to travel, okay, you go over there and you see some dirt over there, see some trees over there, some water over there, and then you travel over there and you see people speak a different language. You come back home, et cetera, et cetera. Nothing new, nothing exciting. Life is really simple, but they want to make it look like they've got some kind of special gift. And if you don't have that gift, if you don't get demonized, it's really just this demon. Because if they're if they're a legalist, and outward show is the Jezebel spirit, is contrary to the scripture, if they speak not according to this word, there's no light in them. And so they can't rightly divide it, so they have to use an emotional, ecstatic, made up ecstatic. They make it up. Some made up experience to make you think that they got something you don't have. And when you're early on in the walk, they come out of the woodwork. But when you get your secure understanding and you know all the verses and you rightly divide it and you know all the concepts about eternal life, eternal security, they go away because they can't refute you anymore. Every time you move to the next level, there's higher level agents, you know. But eventually they go away because you see through their lies, you see what they really are. If you do see past the 3D, then the witches and the warlocks come at you really strong to try to get you to go and not see that it, the unseen points to Jesus. It's like the seen, what you see points to Jesus, just like the unseen points to Jesus. But the witches, and the warlocks, they wanted to point to Lucifer, you know. The light bearer, they worship Lucifer. They think Lucifer's the one that's the real God, you know. They really do. Bizarro land. They deny the Bible. They hate the Bible. They always want to bring in another book besides the Bible. They always want to bring in another experience besides simple faith. Yeah, if you experience something, that's great. But if you do speak in tongues, you're going to speak in another language. The early church, the Pentecostal experience, they spoke in different languages, and people were standing there, they heard them in their own language. And also, it was a new dispensation, so that anytime there's a new dispensation, new stuff kind of happens to bring in the new dispensation. When Noah came off the boat, new stuff happened. When there's a new heaven, a new earth, there's going to be new stuff happening. In the millennium, there's new stuff happening. In the tribulation, new stuff happening. It's a shift in the dispensation. So the church age, new stuff happened, but it wasn't barking like a dog and jumping up and down, ecstatic experience. Those people are deceivers. See, they're trying to be spiritual in the energy of the flesh. Because they're not spiritual, they want you to think they're spiritual in the energy of the flesh. And then when you marry one of them or you're around them, you realize it was all fake. They were fakers. They weren't real. And you realize the whole cult flesh system is like that. Like I said it one time before, maybe twice, but I said it one time before, this lady who was mowing my yard. She knocked on the door one day. She didn't have a job. She knocked on the door because she'd mow the yard once a month or something. She says, "I always liked you, blah, 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 blah." I said, I don't even know you, woman. Like, you know, what are you talking about? I knew she was trouble anyway. And I wouldn't let her in the house because she was trying to get in there to do whatever. And I wouldn't let her in the house. I said, "You live right up the street. You can go use your own bathroom," or whatever she was trying to do. And because I rejected her, she created some kind of lie in the neighborhood. I had about 20 people in the front yard mad at me because some lies. I said, I didn't, what are you talking about? I didn't say that. Some kind of racial slur lie or something. 20 people out in the front yard, out in the road, in the front. I had to call the police. I said, I don't even know what y'all are talking about, man. So they create all these far out lies and bizarro things that to get others to attack you if you don't run with them to the same excess of riot, you see. I got this car beside me. He's got cameras in the back, cameras in the front. Got him a laptop. L308, whatever that means. It wasn't no Google Earth. But anyway, the Bible says, because you don't run with them to the same excess of right, they speak evil of you. And so they're gonna defame you, lie about you, say all kinds of manners of evil against you to get everybody stirred up against you, right? It's not even real. But people are so gullible in the flesh, they believe it, you know. And so they don't have enough logic to understand, hey, there's two sides to every story. Let's go see what really was said, which is usually nothing. It was just a made up thing. And so, long story short, when you do get born again, starting to wake up to how evil these people really are and how evil this place is and how cultic this place is and how many cults there really are. And these cults all do the same stuff. And you can look it up. You know, they always have this leader who's wants attention. There's a word for it, but whatever. They act like they're, you know how, they just animated. Then they got all these rules to follow. Then they got the love bombing. It's all, they try to manage how you dress and what you say and all this stuff. Just look up the 10 traits of a cult and you'll see it's pretty much everywhere. Even the corporations do it. You're surrounded by a cult system and don't be surprised if it's not. In the churches.